What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that can take any bad day and instantly make it worse. Let's talk about some news. There is an update rolling out today for Xbox One owners that will allow you to go to the digital store and buy backwards compatible Xbox 360 games, as well as expand your party chat thing. Instead of 12 users, now you can have 16 users. So, if you have 16 friends, here you go. When you travel outside of the US, usually the easiest solution for you when you want to call someone that's still in the US is to use something like Skype or WhatsApp or something similar. Well, AT&T today is changing that, and they're going to allow you to make calls to the US over Wi-Fi. But there's a catch. It only works for the iPhone 6 or newer, running iOS 9.3. So once you toggle the feature in your settings, your phone will automatically use AT&T's Wi-Fi calling when you're outside of the US, even if you have a significant network signal. But what if you're still in the US? Well, it will work if you're in the US, but if you have a weak phone signal, then it will activate and you will use Wi-Fi to call the person you're trying to call. That is, of course, if you are on Wi-Fi. And yes, this is free. Now I know what you're asking, John, what do we talk about next? Well, how about this statement from Pornhub? Virtual reality is the next phase in the constantly metamorphosizing world of adult entertainment and will provide users with a mesmeric experience unlike anything they've ever seen before. Pornhub has teamed up with Bedoink VR to create a dedicated VR channel on the website that has 60 million users a day. And yes, this is also free. Don't say I never gave you nothing. HTC is still trying to get you excited for what might be called the HTC 10, this time in a bit of a less cryptic teaser. They tweeted this. Along with the teaser image, they said, "Here comes the new boom." You'll hear it, obviously referencing HTC's famous boom sound, but in this case, the speakers seem to be a bit smaller, but apparently they think it's still going to be packing a bit of a boom. Tinder and Rock the Vote have teamed up to give Tinder users the ability to take a 10-question survey featuring hot political issues. You swipe right to agree and left to disagree, and then by the end of that, it matches you with your preferred political presidential candidate. Are you serious? Now, I'm not gonna lie, this sounds sort of interesting, and I guarantee there are going to be a ton of people using this, whether it's just for fun or to genuinely pick their presidential candidate of choice. But kids, please, I beg you, I know you love Tinder, but listen, please don't make this your only means of choosing who to vote for. Do your research, look into the candidates, listen to them speak. And if you're going to use this, make it just part of it. Just make it a little piece of the puzzle. Because if it is your only way of doing quote-unquote research when it's your day to vote, just be sick that day, please. So, that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Also, I would like to bring Ask MPT back once again. So, if you want to help, if you want to get your questions featured in the show, just leave them down in the comment section below with the hashtag AskMPT. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter, bam, right there. And I will see you on Friday is when I'll see you. Goodbye.